turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 for our scripture reading today. Second Timothy 3, verse 1. This know also, that in last days perilous times shall come.
We are indeed looking forward to that day. Praise the name of God. It's good to be here. And I just want to say welcome once again to our members, brothers and sisters, those who are visiting here for the first time, welcome. And of course, those who are watching this service online, welcome. And thank you so much for being here. Okay. Today, I just want to share with you some things that I think it's important for us to understand. And, you know, especially in the times that we are living, it's important for us to know. Okay, so we're just going to talk about today. All right, before we get into that, let me just share with you, of course, our hashtag. I'm seeing some of you are still using that in some of the service that we have, so praise the name of God for that. So today we have the hashtag, which is our title, In the Last Days, Get Ready Now, and then this hashtag that I always have, Teach and Preach, which is our theme for the whole year, Teach and Preach, and Sabbath in Troy. I probably need to get closer because I cannot see quite well from here. Probably it's time for me to change my glasses. So if you don't mind, can I go down, please? We haven't said anything, but thank you. All right. Are we good? Maybe you don't need a mic. I think I'm loud enough, so, but that's all right. So in the last day, that's our title for today, in the last days. What are we going to talk about today? Well, you know, people, I guess, have different point of view of different, if you will, they just think different about the days that we are living. We don't think the same way. We all have different things to say. And it's interesting. And it is a child who asked his grandmother. He asked, "Grandma, were you in the ark?" This is grandchild asking his mother, grandmother, "Grandma, were you in the ark?" And grandma said, "Of course not. Of course I wasn't there." And then he said, "So grandma, how do you survive?" See, we think that, especially when I was growing up, I thought that my parents had to live forever. You know, I think that they were so old that they have just been around forever. So when you're 5, 18 sounds old. When you are 18, 40 sounds old. When you're 40, 70 sounds old. When you're 70, 90 sounds old. And when you are 90, nothing sounds old. My grandfather is 98. So I believe that for him, nothing is really old. Now, we have different things when it comes to time. We don't see it quite the same. Many have perception of this being the last days. Others, they don't really care about that. Are we really living the last days? When we talk about that, when we preach about it, when we mention that Jesus is coming again, that we are really living the last day, what people say? They make fun of us sometimes. They just laugh at us. And it's interesting. Interest. But the question is, are we really living in the last days? How do we know that? How do we know that we are living in the last days? How do we know that? in the last days. Let's pray. Father, today just want to ask once again for your presence, for your guidance. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have you watched the news lately? On television, on radio, newspaper, anywhere. Have you paid attention to that? What's going on around us? I mean, just last week, there was this terrible flood down in Houston. You guys remember that a couple of weeks ago, right? It was crazy. It was something's really sad what happened down in Houston. And just last week, there was also a big earthquake in Ecuador. And it was like, what's going on? You know, and every time that we see something like that, we go back to the one of the favorite Bible texts in the Bible. We go back to Matthew 24. Because the Bible speaks about what's going to happen in the last day, right? You've seen that before, right? Matthew 24. Bible said that in the last day that this is going to happen. And we're going to have major crises in words. And it's interesting. Have you read that lately? Have you been there lately in Matthew 24? Just to refresh your mind, what's going to happen in the last day? Well, we have seen that. What is happening right now in the last days. So let's go there. I don't want to spend a lot of time because it's a... But I want you, when you go back home, please read it. Pray about it. And just try to understand what the Bible is saying, that we are living in the last day. Just when you go back, watch the news, read the newspaper and all that stuff, then you need to go back to Matthew 24. And you will see there's something is happening. Something is happening. There is a couple of things that caught my attention from Matthew 24. Verse number four. Are we there? I have it on the screen here. This is from the New Life Version. And this is, I have here the NIV. And it says, Jesus answered, watch out, that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Now, this one is very interesting because you probably don't see that happening a lot. You don't see here people saying, well, I'm Christ, I am Jesus, I'm here to save you, just follow me and everything's going to be all right. We probably don't see that here that much. But there are people who really do that. But the Bible says we need to be careful. We need to watch for that because there will be a lot of people who are going to be deceived by that, right? So this is what I found. This is very interesting. This is new. It's not new, actually. It's been around for quite some time. And they call themselves the Mission Society Church of God. And they believe in God the Mother. It's very interesting. They have more than 2 million people who follow them. It's in South Korea. And she said that she is the mother of God. She said that her son was Christ, who came already. They think that Christ already came to earth. But here's the interesting part. Her son died, right? And now she said that her son became the Holy Spirit. Very interesting. When you think about that, more than 2 million people follow them. I'm just speaking today for what the Bible is teaching us. What the Bible is saying. Matthew 24, verse 4 says, you need to be careful. There will be a lot of people who are going to come and say, I am the Christ. And a lot of people are going to what? Follow them. They're going to be deceived if we don't pay attention to what the Bible is saying. Very interesting. But this one, you say, well, Pastor, this does not apply to me. Of course, I know the Bible. Of course, I've been in church for quite some time. So I know that I will not get myself caught up in that. So I know how to fight against that. I'm good. Yeah, but what's going to happen with those 2 million people? Here's what Bible keeps saying. Be careful. That no one leads you to the what? Can I have that mic? Maybe I need to move quick so I can. Yes, I. Thank you. All right, very good, very good. So this one says here, I like this translation. It says, Jesus said to them, be careful that no one leads you to the wrong way. I like this one because it's playing a little bit better. It's a little bit clear. Okay, many people will come using my name, right? We just saw that. People say, I am the Christ, I'm here already. Okay, I am the Christ. And they will fool many people and will turn them the wrong way. Six, you will hear of words, a lot of talk about words. We've seen that. That's not new to us. We've seen a lot of words in different countries, different places. It's not new. But don't be afraid, the Bible said. These things must happen. These things must happen, but it's not the end yet. All right? Verse number seven. Nation will have wars with other nations. Country will have fight against countries. There will be no food for people. We have seen that. Not only in Africa and in some other places where we want to think about it, but here in the States. There's a lot of homeless everywhere. There's no food for them. There will be no food for people. The air will shake and break apart in different places. We have seen that. Just last week, we saw that in Ecuador, right? These things are the beginning of sorrows and pains. The beginning of sorrows and pains. So we kind of know all this stuff. And when we talk about prophecy, you know, we always want to go back to Matthew 24 and we want to know what's going to happen, how things are going to unfold and all that stuff, which is fine. But today I want to look at prophecy from a different standpoint, of, if you will. Because sometimes I think we pay too much attention of what's going on, what's going to happen, what the Pope is doing. Yeah, I said that, what the Pope is doing. Whereas the Pope has, well, Pope went to Cuba. And people get excited about that. And people are talking, oh man, Pope went to Cuba. We have not seen that in history. This is just major. Oh, Jesus is coming soon. The Pope. And you know what Pope is saying? And we pay too much attention to the Pope is saying and what the Pope is doing. What about what Jesus is doing? What about what Jesus is doing? What about is Jesus doing for us right now? I don't care whatever the Pope is doing. What I need to care, what is Jesus is doing for me right now. Most important, what I'm doing for Jesus. Well, the Pope is doing whatever he's doing. Well, that's okay. But what I'm doing for Jesus. What is Jesus doing for me? Let's think about that. So, when you think about prophecy, yes, we're going to think about the events and the major things that's going to happen, that's already happening, that's going on right now. We need to think about all that stuff. We're not paying attention to all that. But let's think about prophecy in a different point of view today. Let's look at prophecy from a human aspect. For a human condition, is anything that Bible said that is happening that describes our condition right now? Is anything that the Bible says that is going to affect us? Well, let's see. It's right there, actually, in Matthew 24. Look at this. Verse 7 says, nations will have wars with other nations. We've seen that. Countries will fight against countries. Very interesting. We have slides about that. You've seen that everywhere on the internet. That, you know, is crazy. You know, we have soldiers in different places, you know, dying every year. That's just terrible. You know, we get so sad when we see this thing happening. Children's affected. There's children who never see their parents again because of words. Their husband and wife that will never get the chance to see each other again. It's happening everywhere in the country. This is happening. This is real. And we know that. Words. People are killing themselves. But let's think about prophecy for a minute, like I said, from a different point of view. Because we pay attention to this a lot. But what if the war is already happening here? What if war is home? What if people are killing themselves in home? They don't need to leave the United States. They don't need to leave their neighborhood. It's already happening here. Yeah, we've seen, you know, the gang bangers and all this stuff fighting each other, but no, I don't want to talk about that. Let's go a little bit deeper. What is really going on at home? Is any war there? What about this? Is this war? Is this fighting against each other? Yes, it is. Is people killing each other? Yes, it is. Look at this. I don't know if you can read this. But look at this. A woman is more likely to be killed by a male partner or former partner than any other person. About 4,000 women die each year due to domestic violence. I don't know who would like to do the homework, but I would like to challenge you to find out how many of our soldiers died in Afghanistan or overseas, poor words. I will challenge you, and I will tell you that there is more women dying here in the States. So words, it's already happening here. Look at this. Of the total domestic violence homicides, about 75% of the victims were killed as they attempted to leave the relationship or after the relationship had ended. There are some people who are not willing to let it go. If you are not with me, you're not going to be with nobody else. So the best thing is just to kill you. We're talking about words, people. 73% of male abusers were abused as a child. How many percent? 73% of male abusers were abused as a child. 30% of Americans said that they know a woman who has been physically abused by her husband in the past year. Women of races are equally vulnerable to violence by an inmate partner. On average, their husband or partners in this country murder more than three women every day. So today, as we are having this worship, there's probably three women who are going to be dying or already dead in this country. Where is this war taking place? Yeah, we want to look at Afghanistan. We want to look at those places. But what about our home? What about our land? What about our country? What's going on here? It's interesting when you think about this. And the Bible describes how the condition of the human is going to be like in these last days. First Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. Very interesting, powerful statement from the Bible. Very powerful statement. And the Bible says this. This is in a New Life Version. It says, you must understand that in the last days, there will become times of much trouble. There will be times of what? Much trouble. People will love themselves and money. We're talking about our condition right now. We're talking about what's going on today in our society. We're talking about what's going on today in our neighborhood. We're talking what's going on today in the United States, basically everywhere in the world. Can I get a little closer? We're talking about what's going to happen or what is happening right now in our church. I said that we're going to look prophecy from a different standpoint of view today. Right? So people will love themselves and money. They will have pride and they will tell all things that they have done. Do we know people like that? Please don't say amen. I'm just reading the Bible. All right? Just reading the Bible. They will have pride and tell you all the things they have done. They will speak against God. What? They will speak against God. How do you speak against God? We'll get to that in a second. Children and young people will not obey their parents. Hello? Are we here? This is for everybody, brothers and sisters, children and boys, girls. This is for everybody. In the last day, the Bible said that children and young people will not obey their parents. People will not be tempted and they will not be holy. Are we seeing that? Yes. Every day. They will not love each other. What? They will not love each other. No one can get along with them. Oh,
I speak to you a couple of weeks ago, well, about a month ago, about sometimes how we try to avoid those people who are mean to us, right? You remember that? And we when we see them in different places, we hide from them. Yes? We remember that? When we see them in the supermarket, we don't want to see who they are. We want to run as fast as we can to be, we don't want them to be seen because they're mean, right? But what if we are the mean ones? What if we are the one who get trouble and we cause trouble to others? What if we are the one who have the problem with us? They will not love each other. Then no one can get along with them. They will tell lies about the others. This is what the Bible is saying. They will tell lies about others. They will not be able to keep from doing things that they know that she do not do. They will be wild and want to be beat and hurt those who are good. What? Are we seeing this? People who speak against God. How will you speak against God? Verse number 4. They will not stay true to their friends. There's no loyalty anymore. Real friendship is not happening like it used to be. People betray each other like nothing. Well, not only to their friends, but what about to a husband and wife? They will act without thinking. Mercy. They will act without thinking. Have you seen that when somebody go? It's very interesting. Every time that I see somebody going to a trial, you know, and they are in front of the judge and they're asking all these questions, and the first thing that they say, oh, he was not, you know, quiet in his mind, you know, he's not right. We probably had to take him to the mental institution because he don't know what he was doing. I don't know what I was thinking. Have you been there? Have you been there? Be honest now. We are in the Sabbath in God's house. Be honest. How many times have you said that? I'm sorry, honey. I don't know what I was thinking. I got home late. Honey, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. But that's nothing, right? But what if you hit your wife? Oh. I'm sorry, honey. I don't know what I was thinking. But then the next time you hit your wife even harder, and now you hit your kids, and now you are mad to everybody, and you got acting like crazy, and what the best thing that came to your mind is, I'm sorry, honey, I don't know what I was thinking. 2 months later, now your wife is dead, and you go in front of the judge and said, I'm sorry, I don't know what I was thinking. What? That's what the Bible is saying here. They will think too much of themselves. They will not love fun. They will love fun instead of loving God. We've seen that. Oh, church is boring. Church is not for me. There's nothing there. You know, there's just boring people, a boring pastor. We don't want to go there. Let's just all have fun. You know, let's just do something fun. It's happening, brothers and sisters. We've seen that. And there are people who just want to finish the service and they can go and do whatever they want because church is not fun. They will do things to make it look as if they are Christian, but they will not receive the power that is for Christian. Keep away from such people. That's how you speak against God. Because when you are in church, you say you follow Christ. You say you follow, you know, you are Seventh-day Adventist church. You say you are a Christian and you want to do these things and you read the Bible and you preach about God and you do this and you do that and you do Bible studies and but yet you speak against God the way you treat others. Yet you speak against God when you go home and beat on your wife and your children. Yet you speak against God when you betray your friends and you are not loyal to each other. They will not receive the power that is for a Christian. Keep away from such people. This is what the Bible is saying about us today. This is what the Bible is describing, how the condition is going to be, how we are seeing these people acting like in our society, not only in the neighborhood, but also in church. We've seen that, and we shouldn't be surprised, because people think that when they come to church, a church is going to be a perfect place, a perfect church. Everything's going to be so beautiful, everything's going to be so nice, and people are going to get along, and they're going to love each other. It's not real. I know I'm the pastor. I know where I am. I know the pastor of Europe. But it's not real, brothers and sisters. Why? Because in church, we have all kinds of people. That's what the Bible said. That's what God has called. People from everywhere. And we have to be together. Now will be a time when we have to decide who we're going to follow. So don't get upset if people don't get along with you. It's part of the process. God is not done with you yet. Don't leave the church because people don't look at you and they don't want to be nice to you. Don't worry about that. What you need to worry about is that Jesus is here. And there are good people here. And there are some people who are going to be here to test your faith. Oh, come on now. There are people who are going to be here to test your faith and see if you are really a Christian. See, it's surprising to me when people get upset. I don't want to go to the church, pastor. They're just mean to me. Well, where do you want to go? Because there's no perfect church. I challenge you, if you go and find a perfect church, it can be any church. I'm not talking about only SEA church. You can go everywhere in the country, in the world. If you find a perfect church, please do not go in. Because the moment that you step in that church is no longer perfect. Because I'm not perfect. I carry with me a lot of things. It's only by grace that I'm saved. And we need to understand that, brothers and sisters. We need to understand that. Now, it seems that pastor just bring a terrible message today. What's going on? No, I just want to think about this, because we're talking about prophecy in the last day. Well, is anything that we can find to help ourselves? Yes, there is. First Peter. Chapter 4, verse 1 through 12. We're going to read from verse 7. And Peter says this: in the end of things is near. The end is near. What did Peter say? The end is what? Yeah, will you praise the name of God for that? The end is near. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. We know that. We need to be ready. Therefore, be alert and sober minds that you might be prayed. Now, here's the thing. We know that we're living in difficult times. There's no question about that. We're living in the last day. And the only way we're going to be able to stand in the last day is doing this. Therefore, be alert and sober mind so that you might be what? Pray. Be alert. Be alert. Your mind must be sharp. You need to understand what's going on around you. But most important, you need to understand what's going on in you. Who am I? Do I have a sober mind? Do I pray to God every day? Do I try to get closer to Him? I don't care what the people are saying. It's, let me just get closer to God. Let me walk with Him every day. Let me pray with Him today. Let me just get closer to Him. And listen, we need to pray. We know that. We need to pray. We need to pray and pray. Be alert. Above all, love each other. But the Bible says here, above all, love each other deeply. Because love covers a multitude of sins. This is very powerful statement here. Love each other. Love each other. Yeah, love each other even when they're mean to you. Love each other. It's one of the most difficult things to do. Love each other. When people talk about you, love each other. When they look down on you, love each other. They don't want to be nice to you, love each other. They don't like you at work, love each other. They always put down your ideas, love each other. It seems to me that they don't like me because the way I look or the way I dress, love each other. They don't like me because I keep the Sabbath and I go to church on Sabbath and I do kind and good things for everybody. Just love each other. Love each other. It's difficult to do. What's the Bible saying? That in the last day, we need to love each other. In the last day, we need to love each other. And number 9 says, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. We have to be nice. You know, you have to be nice. If we are living in the last day, this is some of the things that we must show. We need to practice this. And I always said that if we're going to live in heaven, if we are getting ready to go to heaven, we need to practice here the way that we're going to live there. So love each other, brothers and sisters. Pray for one another. Be kind to each other. We are living the last day. We cannot waste our time. And we cannot mess around with our salvation. Jesus is coming soon. And we need to be ready for that. So we need to love each other. We need to be kind. Each of you should use whatever gift you have to receive to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. We need to do what? Serve. We need to find a way to serve. Very interesting, brothers and sisters, that we are living the last day and we need to pay attention to what the Bible is saying. We need to be ready for the second coming. We need to be ready now. Because we don't know when he's coming, right? What if he's coming tomorrow? What if he's coming today? Well, if I'm ready today, I'm going to be going with him tomorrow. But if I'm going to be ready tomorrow, I should be ready to go with him today. Right? It's not a last minute thing. I need to be ready now. I need to be ready today. I need to be ready now. Let me share with you this quote from Ellen G. White. No man is safe for a day or an hour without prayer. Amen? No man is safe for a day or an hour without prayer. No one. No one is safe for a day or an hour without prayer. He who does nothing but pray will soon cease to pray. The storm is coming. The storm that will try every man's faith, what soil it is. It's coming, brothers and sisters. Our faith is going to be tested. Are we ready for that? Believers must now be firmly rooted in Christ, or else they will be led astray by some phrase of error. It will be well for us to spend a couple hours each day in contemplation of the life of Christ. Each day we need to get closer to God. Each day we need to think that we are going home. Every day we need to think about this. We need to pray about this. And we need to stop acting like we're going to be here forever. We better start acting like we're going to go home soon. We should take point by point and let the imagination grasp each scene, especially the closing ones. Can you see Jesus coming? I know you can hear me. Can you see Jesus coming? Have you been thinking about this lately? Can you hear the trumpet? Can you see yourself walking with God? Can you see yourself say hi to Adam and Eve and walking around in heaven? Have you imagined that lately? Jesus is coming soon, brothers and sisters. We cannot play around with this fact. We are living in the last days. And we need to be ready now. We need to be ready now. So we need to pray because we are in the last day. We need to love each other because we are in the last days. We need to be kind to each other because we are in the last days. That's what the Bible teaches us. See, we learn so much about prophecy. We know about prophecy. We know, the seven seas, and we know the seven churches, and we know, we talk about the, you know, all these aspects of the Bible, and Daniel 9, and all this, which is wonderful. But at the end of the day, when Jesus comes, I'm not going to ask you, tell me what Daniel 7 says. Tell me what you know about Revelation 14. He's going to ask you, have you been faithful to me? What do you do when the times come and you have to put your faith on trial? What do you do? Or let me put a prophecy on you. No! You have to stand and be faithful to God. Have you loved one another? That's the question they're going to ask. Have you loved somebody? Have you lead somebody to Christ just by the way you act? We want to preach and we want to teach people about prophecy and all this stuff, and let's live prophecy in our life. Let's show the world how we live in the last days. And we love each other and we pray for each other and we are ready, waiting for Christ to come, because we're ready now. We don't need to wait until tomorrow. Let's show how we live in the last days. We are here. The last days are already here. What are we going to do? Let's think about that. And let's pray, brothers and sisters, because we know the time is about to be over. We need to be ready now, like I said before. There's some things that we need to do. Like I mentioned, we need to pray. We need to be nice with each other. We need to love each other. We need to think about all this stuff. Of course, this will not help you to be safe and all that stuff, but at least we can try, to organize our steps. There's other things that you need to do, of course, but at least this is a very good point to start. Now, we know that we live in the last day. God revealed to us through Jesus Christ what is going to happen. We know what's going to happen, brothers and sisters. And don't forget that none of us know when our last day is going to be. So we need to be ready every day, all the time. Pray, be sober. Jesus is coming soon. We are living the last day. Are we ready for that? Next Sabbath, we're going to talk about living the last day. And we go to the second part. God bless. Our Father, we cannot wait any longer. We want to see you, O Lord. Help us, Father, to get ready. We want to go home. We want to go home, Father. Today we ask for your presence. Stay with us, Lord. Help us. Help us to be kind to each other, to love each other, to be a real example of how your children, your sons and daughters, live in the last day. Help us, oh Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I would like to ask our new members to come as soon as we go down to stand with us, so that way we have a chance to say hi and talk to a little bit to our new members. All right? God bless.